Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
You've built a career helping others. Now it's about building something lasting for yourself and your family. Lightstone Direct connects you to private real estate investments designated to create lasting wealth. You've earned access. Take your seat at the table at lightstonedirect.com. All investments involve risk. Please visit lightstonedirect.com for a full list of disclosures. Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. Today, I'm going to talk about setting your 2026 goals now. Now, don't look at your calendar. Yes, at the time of this recording, it's just before Thanksgiving 2025. But what I want to show with you that anytime that I start planning ahead, I'm just much more on the ball. And then my subsequent year is so much more productive and I'm able to achieve majority of my goals a lot easier. Because here's a myth. Most of us who set goals will sit down on January 1st. Maybe we'll get around like in that first week. And the reality is, you know, your kids are home. You probably had some vague midnight resolutions that gets buried until January 15th. Maybe you're post-call. Maybe you're working. Maybe you're dealing with fires on your EMR. And when I planned in November, again, intended to be one of my best years ever, just better direction. I didn't feel like I was working even harder. When I tended to wait, usually you can get done with my goals or planning my goals until like first or second week in January. And then it always seemed to be more reactive, always seemed to be catching up. So if you plan ahead, you do this 6 weeks before the end of the year, you look at it as an opportunity. It's not just you're dealing with a deadline here. And whether you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, or maybe you just think about starting your own business, I think you can take a lot of information from the podcast episode that I'm ready to give you here today. So why is the next 6 weeks are your secret advantage? Well, I think there's three reasons. One is you have less pressure. And when you have less pressure, you make better decisions. You're not in holiday survival mode just yet. It's just before the holidays. And you can actually think about it without that January rush that we all seem to get. Number two, physician work tends to be very seasonal. Usually at this time, things are stabilizing. You might be able to open up your bandwidth mentally as well. So I feel this is your window. When we're trying to do things in January, everything is in motion. And momentum beats motivation every time. Momentum can carry you through January, through late weeks in January, through February, March, when the excitement kind of wears off. So early planners win. So I've got two different starting points, whether you have a business already or whether you're employed. So if you have a business already, you have data that you could see, you can review how your year went, and then you can see what you need to refine. Whether this is the year that this next year is, whether you're an employed physician and you're wanting to start a business. If you start 6 weeks early, you're going to have more clarity on determining your niche. You're going to have a starting plan and both can use the same methodology that I want to give you today. You don't need a business to start planning like an entrepreneur. I like to think of like your career as your own business. It's you incorporated. You don't have to wait for that perfect LLC. You don't have to wait for the logo. You don't have to wait for your website to get built. So here's what I want you to do. Let's start off. And at this, for this podcast, I want to get out a piece of paper or maybe you're on a computer and use your Microsoft Word. And let's start planning our year-end self-review, okay? But before I begin, I want to talk to you about some really exciting news. As some of you know, I've been working with Dr. Anne Truong, a very successful cash practice owner, physician, and we are hosting an event that's coming on January 15th through January 18th. It's called Dr. Fest 2026. And I know what you're thinking. I'm sure you've been to dozens of physician conferences. I have too. Be honest, a lot of them aren't even worth the plane ride going to them. You're sitting in a ballroom, maybe you have 500 doctors. A lot of you don't want to be there. You're just collecting CME. Maybe you're listening to recycled content. maybe exchange business cards, but people that you never probably will talk to ever again, maybe. And then you fly home wondering you wasted 3 days. So Dr. Fest 2026 is not like this. It's going to be happening in January 15th through 18th. It's 4 days at the PodFest Expo. And we're capping it at 100 physicians and healthcare professionals. And that's it. Why? Because I built multiple seven-figure businesses, and I can tell you the real money, the real opportunities, they don't happen in auditoriums. They happen in small rooms with people who are actually doing the work. Who's going to be attending? You're going to have 100-plus physician podcasters who are already monetizing their platforms. You're going to meet dentist creators. You're going to get full access to PodFest, 5,000-plus across-industry creators, the producers, the sponsors, media companies who are looking for medical experts right now. And what we're going to do, we're going to be covering monetization strategies. We're going to cover YouTube growth. We're going to cover podcast blueprints. And honestly, the real reason why you want to do it is you're going to come for the relationship. These are the conversations that lead to sponsorship deals, to joint ventures, to revenue streams that you didn't know existed. So when I was building my businesses, nobody handed me a playbook. This is what you're going to be getting at PodFest 26. You're going to get a handbook. We're going to have VIP network dinners, private community, all the recordings included. And there's even a 30-day money-back guarantee because I'm not interested in taking money from doctors who don't get the value. So go to drpodfest.com, register now. We're limiting it to 100 people. I think it's going to sell really quickly. No exceptions. This is how you build autonomy. This is how you build leverage. And I hope to see you at Dr. Fest 2026. All right, so let's go into the year-end self-review. All right, first part that you want to do is look at 2025 and review it like a patient chart. So you look at their symptoms. Okay, you are a business owner. What felt very heavy during your business? What drained you? What offers didn't convert for you? If you're an employed doctor, when did you start thinking, I should start my own thing? Okay, so those are your symptoms. Now let's look at our labs. Let's look at our numbers. For business owners, it's easy. Look at our revenue, by offer. Look at our lead sources. Look at our conversions. How much time did you spend and what was your ROI? What was your return on investment with that time? If you're an employed doctor wanting to start your own business, look at your available time blocks. Look at your monetization skills. What skills that you can use that can be of value to other people? What is your realistic bandwidth, your mental bandwidth? Do you have a financial target in mind? I want you to look at all those things. Now, just like a patient chart, what's your diagnosis? Are there any patterns that are emerging? What needs to be retired, done away with? What needs to be scaled up? What needs to be simplified? I'm sure you've heard the 80-20 rule. Well, it is really true that we spend 80% of our time on offers that really generate 20% of our revenue. So what's the prognosis? What is your 2026? If nothing changes, what are you headed to? Are you looking for more freedom or are you getting less freedom? Are you generating more income in 2025 or are you plateauing? Are you burnt out? And are you okay with that prognosis? So now that you've had the time to think, you've had the time to look at your symptoms, your labs, your diagnosis, and the prognosis, what are you going to do about it? So this is when you're going to define your 2026 vital outcomes. I want you to avoid random goal lists. I want you to focus on two or maybe three core outcomes. So if you're a business owner, goals could be building a predictable lead flow. If you want more patients, how are they going to flow in? What are you going to be using? You're going to be using online advertising. You're meaning offline advertising. Are you going to network with other like-minded business owners out there? What's going to happen? Are you going to be hiring? Who are you going to be hiring? Who are your next team members? Do you need a nurse, a medical assistant? Do you need to hire more virtual assistants? Another goal would be creating one scalable offer. Okay. Just not five, not 10, just one. What is one scalable offer that you could do that could grow? A goal could be hit that revenue milestone with less burnout on there. So again, just focus on two or three outcomes. Now, if you're an employed physician, here are some two things that you can focus on. You want to create your niche. What is your niche of your business? You want to choose your first offer. Maybe your goal is to build an email list of 500 to 1,000 subscribers. Maybe your goal is, I want to get paid. We all do. I want to get 5 to 10 paid clients. Maybe a goal could be generating your first $10,000 outside your clinical work or $50,000. Think a little bit even more. Push yourself. Again, there's a formula to all of this, guys. Your outcome is when it's specific, plus being measurable, plus emotionally meaningful. So your goal can't be, hey, I want to make more money in 2026. A better way would be, I want to replace one clinical day by Q3 so I could do physician coaching instead. Your action steps is what are your 2 to 3 vital outcomes for 2026? Okay, now if you've done that, you define your 2026 final outcome. I want to now focus on your 6-week pre-2026 jumpstart. All right, you're going to lay the foundation, the runway now, so you're going to take off in January 2026. So for current entrepreneurs, here's what you want you to do. You can pick 3 or 4 of these. Number one, identify and fix one bottleneck in your company. Number two, I want to clean up when your automations, making it more scalable. Number three, a goal could be mapping out your content. We all need content on here. Batch it out now. What is going to be the first 90 days? What's the content going to be? Number four, you can update your flagship offer. Number five could be creating a simple lead magnet. All right. Running an independent practice has never been harder, especially with rising health insurance costs. That's why a physician created Rise Health, premium health insurance built exclusively for independent doctors, their employees, and their families with cost savings. Take control of your practice and protect the people who matter most. Get your quote today at risehealth.com. That's RYZEhealth.com. And stay connected. Follow at rise.health on Instagram, and also find them on LinkedIn at Rise Health. Again, don't have to do all 5. Maybe pick 3 or 4 of them right now. Now, if you are aspiring to be an entrepreneur, pick 3 or 4 goals here. Pick your niche. One problem, one person. Pick your niche. You don't have to stick to it, but you got to stick to something. Another goal could be creating a simple landing page. Who do you help? What do they get out of it? How do you help them? How do they work with you? Choose one content channel. Could be YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Build your first valuable piece. What are they going to get? A PDF, a webinar, a checklist? Another goal could be have 5 conversations with real humans. Yes, real humans. And then for a more advanced goal, validate your starter offer. Start selling it to 3 or 5 people. Remember, guys, you don't need a perfect business. You just need your first reps. Action beats perfection every time, every single time. Now, we talked about what you need to add. Here's what I want to do. What can you subtract? In this step, decide what you're not bringing into 2026. I know doctors, we love complexity. As entrepreneurs, we need to subtract it. So for you business owners out there, here's what I want you to do. Can you identify offers that you can stop that are draining you? Marketing channels that, are you even in TikTok? If you don't have any patience there, or whatever channel that is, get rid of those marketing channels. Are you focusing on services that are low profits, low margins? Are you being a perfectionist? Are you overbuilding? Stop that. Now, if you're just new to entrepreneurship, stop buying endless courses. I sell courses, yes. And I'm saying with you, maybe you don't need another course. You just need more action. Stop waiting to get confidence. You have confidence. You got into medical school. You got into residency. You've gotten a job. You should have confidence already. Don't wait for it to happen. Stop thinking that the first step to a business is designing a logo or designing a website or incorporating your business. You just need to do something. And also, stop with that mindset that I don't know enough. You do know enough. You can do these things. Again, for business owners or for entrepreneurs, beginning entrepreneurs, just write 3 to 5 things you're not bringing into 2026. What can you subtract? When you subtract, you create more space for yourself. Space creates momentum. All right. We talked about our goals. We talked about what we can subtract. Now I want you to build your 2026 support system. You don't need more pressure. You need more foundation. You need more scaffolding. So what does support look like? This could be reach out to accountability partner, another physician entrepreneur, hire a mentor. We talked about that in the last podcast episode. A business coach, join a mastermind. Have a minimal tech stack using AI, having an email platform, a scheduler, a payment processor. Have a weekly planning ritual, 30 minutes every Sunday focusing on your business. And then focus on one metric to track every week. Are you tracking leads? Are you tracking an offer? Are you tracking revenue? Are you tracking appointments? The one I know from coaching hundreds of doctors, that the ones who succeed build systems of support. They don't need to do this alone. You can't build a business alone. You build it with support. So you can reach out here at Bootstrap MD. You can reach us at Dr. Boss on here. This is what we love to do. But find somebody. Even if you don't join, find somebody. Because again, entrepreneurship can be a very lonely island. I've said this time and time again. You don't need to do this alone. Okay, the next step. We talked about you having your support system. Now, simple wins plan. This is your January 1st simple wins plan, okay? You're not going to do everything. Just do a few things consistently. So for business owners, it could be, okay, here's what I'm going to do. You know, every week or every month, a weekly email to my list. Maybe I'm going to start one content pillar and I'm going to have one content platform where I'm going to be sending out things 2 to 3 times a week. One improved offer promoted consistently. One process that's automated. One collaboration per month. Again, simple wins. We're not asking you to do this all the time. Just simple wins on here. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a weekly posting on Facebook or whatever platform that you've chosen for. Design your lead magnet. Create a simple starter offer. Have a goal to create 3 to 5 market conversations per week. And then maybe you have a test launch. Pick a date. Put something on the calendar. Make it happen. Network. Sell it to 3 to 5 people. This isn't about doing more. It's about choosing wisely because consistency beats complexity every single time. So your action step is write 3 to 5 things. You're going to do so consistently in January of 2026. All right, guys, I know this is a lot, but I really want you to get ahead of the game. So as a quick recap, review your 2025. Look at the symptoms, the labs, diagnosis, and prognosis. Next, I want you to define 2 to 3 vital outcomes for 2026. Number 3, use this time from November to the end of December. Use a 6-week jumpstart to lay the runway. Number 4, what you can subtract. Decide what you're not bringing forward. Number 5, build your support system. Your accountability partner, join that mastermind, whatever you need. Number 6, create a simple wins plan. 3 to 5 consistent actions that you can do regularly. I'd love to hear how your outcome goes. Feel free to drop me a line at bootstrapmd.com. I love to hear it. Again, thank you for joining me. And I want you to go check out Dr. Podfest at drpodfest.com. I'd love to meet you in person and love to see you grow and scale your business. Remember, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have your ups, your downs. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.